It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
This Friday is National Donut Day. If you really needed a national holiday as an excuse to eat a glaze-coated pastry for breakfast, then Friday is your day. Whether it's powdered, jelly-filled, or frosted, this classic treat is always delicious, so be sure to celebrate. Besides being a great excuse to eat donuts, did you know that National Donut Day has an altruistic side? Founded by the Salvation Army, this day commemorates the Donut Lassies, female Salvation Army volunteers who provided writing supplies, stamps, clothes mending, and home-cooked meals, and of course, donuts, for soldiers on the front lines during World War I. I asked Don DeWeese, owner of our hometown Gibson's Donuts, to share some fun facts about donuts.
Gibson's most popular flavor is for sure the glazed donut. Coming right behind that is chocolate and then blueberry donuts.
Glazed is consistently ranked the number one flavor in national polls as well. Curious how a donut is made?
The process takes about an hour and a half on a yeast-raised donut. From the time we start the mix, put the ice in it, the water in it, let it rise two or three times to the final donut.
And if you ever wanted to be a donut maker, here's a sneak peek at your hours.
Gibson has cooks that come in at 10 o'clock at night to prepare for the next day. However, on the weekend, we might start a little bit earlier. We will use 3 to 5 or 6 cooks depending on the day.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy National Donut Day!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.